unreconstructed, arch-conservative election denier. And everyone agrees to that description because they know it's true.
President Biden still pushing for the release of hostages as Israel prepares for a ground invasion against Hamas in Gaza. But he says he won't ask Israel to hold off on it.
What I have indicated to him is that if that's possible to get these folks out safely, that's what he should do. It's their decision.
Attorneys for former President Trump asking for his fraud case to be dismissed in New York following Michael Cohen's testimony, saying Trump did not ask him to inflate his wealth.
It was a Perry Mason moment. The witness, as you saw Michael Cohen, you all saw it. He said Trump did nothing wrong. He said Trump did not ask him to do anything having to do with valuations.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Another day, another cyber attack in Wisconsin. This time, the Rock County Administrative Offices in Janesville says it was hit. The county's administrator says a criminal actor hacked the county's network database, encrypted some files, and demanded almost $2 million to put everything back the way it was. The headquarters of Quick Trip and American Family Insurance were also recently hacked. There's a new member of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Governor Evers is tapping longtime Eau Claire City employee Carrie Ripel. She served in the city clerk and human resources offices since 2011. Ripel says she'll be able to provide an expert's opinion in the role. She'll keep her job in Eau Claire while making regular trips to Madison. Her appointment is subject to state Senate approval. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Thursday, October 26th. The South Central Library System Board of Trustees will meet at 12:15 in Madison. The Edgewater Haven Donation Ad Hoc Committee will meet at 4 p.m. in the Riverblock Auditorium in Room 206. The Wisconsin Rapids Finance and Property Committee will meet at 4 in the Council Chambers at City Hall. The Wood County Health and Human Services Committee will meet at 5 in the Riverblock Auditorium, Room 206. The Committee of the Whole of the Wisconsin Rapids Common Council will meet at 5 in the Council Chambers at City Hall. The Village of Port Edwards Committee of the Whole will meet at 4 in the Marshall Bueller Center. In Portage County, the Healthcare Center Committee will meet at 4 in the Portage County Annex in Conference Room 5. In Adams County, the Economic Development Meeting will take place at 8 a.m. in the Town of Rome. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
The Packers placed two players on injured reserve. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers were back at practice after their 19-17 loss to the Broncos in Denver, but several players were missing. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
So Aaron Jones, Josh Myers, Luke Musgrave, Darnell Savage, and Eric Stokes did not practice. Then limited were Jair Alexander, Drake Campbell, Elton Jenkins, Yosh, Devontae Wyatt.
LaFleur says Jones is still sore from Sunday's game. Defensive back Eric Stokes, after missing the past year with a foot and knee injury, is back in IR with a hamstring, and safety Darnell Savage has been moved to the injured reserve after re-aggravating a calf muscle. Backup Jonathan Owens is expected to start at safety Sunday against the Vikings.
Football is, it's all the same, you know what I mean? It's just you have to get comfortable within the different schemes, but it just comes down to reacting and playing fast, you know, and knowing what to do. Just ready.
Baseball, Craig Counsell is headed to New York for a job interview, the Brewers granting permission to allow the New York Mets to interview Counsell to become their next manager. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy tonight with isolated thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 54. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Isolated thunderstorms again tomorrow, high of 63. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 59.
The D3.
D3 right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in. And one.
The thrilling victories.
Badgers win it. Oh, did they dig in defensively? aggressively tonight.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Fakes the three, sidesteps left for three, and the lead. He had it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, draw and kick, right corner three. Got it again.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
Earl Ingram, football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the helmet with the Gravedigger. Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and